This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Teaching on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here just in time for my nap. It's time to go take a power nap. Speaking of power naps, I don't know if this is a good segue. Power hour. That's what I was thinking on Monday morning. I think I better take a nap a long time, because Monday morning we're hosting the power hour for Joyce Ryan.
Yeah. Well, this is one of those instances where being on the East Coast, as you are, is to your advantage, because it's going to be way early for me.
What is it going to be, 8 a.m. for me and 5 a.m. for you?
5 a.m. for me.
On Monday. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Coffee every which way but loose, okay?
I'll apologize in advance if I sound like Lurch from the Addams Family or
you,
the Munsters.
You definitely have your 976 Super Don voice at that time of the morning. You just get, just have Jerry Doyle call you. He'll wake you up. He gets up.
Yeah, he's up at 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, welcome, friends. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been an emotional roller coaster of a week for me, and I do. I'm feeling it. You know, I am feeling it. I think the nap would be good, but I'll wait till after the show. We've got quite a lineup. Dr. Barry Sears is back today. He's got a new book out, The Mediterranean Zone. We're going to zone on some Mediterranean food. I'm already hungry again. That's going to be awesome. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, more hospital kidnappings, really? We have to cover this? Yeah, we have to cover this.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's not your fault. It's the fault of not only the hospitals, but the government, the Child Protective Services, and even the people for subjugating themselves to a medical industrial complex that thinks it's superior to all life on planet Earth, and no life is too meek to conquer and squash, especially the children that they kidnap and force into horrible, horrible conditions. So we've got the Save Isaiah Ryder, Save Isaiah campaign going on today. We're going to hopefully talk to the family attorney. We're waiting to see if that's going to we're going to get confirmation on that. But there's more stories than ever at medicalkidnap.com. Another story about a kid being kidnapped by a hospital due to Lyme disease. We'll get to that as well. But first, hey, the World Health Organization. You got to love the WHO, right? Yeah, Horton hears a WHO. The World Health Organization. They're basically, I think the best way to do it is to go to them right now as they're coming to the microphone and hear what they say. Yes, that World Health Organization. Yeah, there they are. Now we know that they're awake and they're listening. They're backing down on their, let's say their scheduling. It's like the CDC does here in the United States, the WHO does for the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex worldwide, the promotion of vaccines. And this one in particular is called the Gardasil and or Cervarix. Actually, two of them. You know, one is from Merck, one is from GSK. And the UPI is reporting that the WHO guideline is looking to simplify and shorten the HPV regimen. Now, HPV stands for human papillomavirus. It's been associated with genital warts for a long time. But more recently, they said, oh my gosh, that virus causes cervical cancer. We got to get a vaccine. And they, lo and behold, threw a bunch of money at it, taxpayers on the hook for who knows how much of it, and they found one or two or three or four out of the 100 so strains of the human papillomavirus that are known. And they said, we have got to inject your children, particularly your little girls, And we got to do it fast. We got to do it young. We got to do it three times in order to get this thing to work. And how do they know it works? Well, they don't know it works because it hasn't been on the market long enough to determine that it even works. How will they know? Well, when these kids, the ones that survived the Gardasil and Cervarix shots in youth, reach 25, 27, 29, 30, 35, and they don't get cervical cancer, then they'll say it's a smashing success. But the reality is these shots are causing cervical cancer, causing dysplasia, causing abnormal cells on the cervix of women, causing much more than that. Yesterday, my most emotional moment among many was covering the story of the friend of my friend who has they have a 12-year-old daughter and a son, and that 12-year-old daughter had mysteriously gotten ill, very ill, and they didn't know what it was. The doctor says, we don't know what it is, but here's a bunch of drugs, here's some prednisone, here's some more drugs. Come to find out, they indeed got a Gardasil shot, and that's when this all happened. Now, the WHO is backing down on the three-shot regimen. Their updated cervical cancer guidance is saying, well, maybe we should do two instead of three. In fact, yeah, no, let's do that. Let's just do two instead of three. We're going to shorten the shot schedule.
It used to be four.
I don't even remember when it was four, Superdon. You've got a better memory than me.
It was a few years ago, and it was four. Then they backed it down to three for a lot of the same reasons why they're doing it now. Is because
right, and I want to reveal those reasons why.
Yeah.
Because they're claiming it's compliance, right? They're claiming that, well, we want more people to do it, so if we knock it down to two, maybe we'll get more of these kids to get through it. But it's not the truth. That's not the reason they're doing it. The reason they're doing it, there are very few, the whole percentage of little girls that they're trying to subject to this shot or these series of shots that make it through the three shots, because after two, they're usually done. The adverse reactions are too severe. They're brutal. After one, now they're figuring this out. Again, this is what happened yesterday on the air when I talked about this. They're backing down not because two is better than three, but because no one's doing three. I say no one. It's a little exaggeration, you understand.
Right.
We can't get them to do three. Let's just do two. Now, why do they need three? Well, evidently they needed three to elicit an antibody, a measurable antibody response to the few strains, two, three, or four strains that they actually may cover. And I will bring you back in time to the starting point of this whole nightmare, this whole mess, this whole lie from WHO, CDC, and the vaccine industrial complex when they claimed that the HPV caused cervical cancer. How do they know? I can let you do this. Can you describe how they know, how they claim they know that HPV causes cervical cancer? What did they do? What tests did they do to say, aha, we have found it, we know what causes it?
That would be the official test of the Robert Scott Bell Show that we love dearly.
It's the official test?
It's the official Moment of Duh test on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
That would be the PCR, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the kids go wild. Superdon, you're exactly right. They used the polymerase chain reaction. They took a fragment of unknown genetic material off of the cervix of a woman with cervical cancer, and they speculate after amplifying that unknown genetic material hundreds and hundreds of millions of times that looks like we have... What is it? Does that look like HPV? Yeah, that could be HPV. Or, as I said, it could be your father's Oldsmobile. That's just how not specific
Oldsmobile.
It is.
Now, last time it was a Buick.
Is it Buick and Oldsmobile? Aren't they the same thing?
Sure. Okay, got me on a technicality. Fine.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I need a nap. So if I'm wrong, tell me.
Okay.
But this is the whole game that's being played on the people of planet Earth, those who still believe that the WHO has a shred of credibility, that the CDC has a shred of credibility. They're going to back it down to one eventually because no one's going to take two. And then eventually people are just going to go, you guys are crazy because the word is out. Too many children have been harmed by this. And it's going to stop. But how many children have to be harmed before it stops? And now the CDC, in on the act, says, oops, our democracy for choosing, you know, the vote that they do every year on the flu shot. What are we going to include in the flu shot this year? Throw it up on the dartboard, vote on it.
Vote by dartboard, that's what I was going to say.
The failure of CDC democracy, once again. They admit now that the shots may not be a good match for the 2014 and 2015 virus. But what's interesting about this is not that they failed again. No, I'm not surprised by that. What's interesting about this is how sad doctors look to me and should look to you. They look like idiots and stupids. And I'm using those terms very specifically for a reason. Because in every news report I heard, and there were many on this story in the audio and TV formats, because you can read about it too, but in every one of the ones I heard on radio today, CDC admits the flu shot doesn't match very well to the flu this year. Caveat, or whatever it is, the follow-up toward the end of the pronouncement. But don't worry, doctors insist you should still get a flu shot. Every one of them, varying ways that they say it, the flu shot doesn't work, but doctors say you should still get a flu shot. Do I rest my case? Doctors are stupid. Doctors are idiots. Now, who are these doctors? Not the ones we feature on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course. But the doctors that are telling you, after hearing the report, that the flu shot doesn't work, and you know, to the credit of the one that you linked here, that we got on Yahoo, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, they do cite the Cochrane review. And they acknowledge that if you're lucky, the flu shots and the flu drugs or flu medicines can maybe reduce severity or intensity for a half a day, maybe. But no evidence to support the claims that they cut hospital admissions or lessen the complications of what they call the flu. But, of course, we would argue that the flu is not the flu. In about 87% of the cases that they claim are the flu. It's close to about 10% that they actually ever validate that the flu virus was actually present. So we are living in a world of pharmaceutical fantasy. And they run the government. They run the media, but don't let them run you. And if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, not a chance they can run you, because we see right through their lies, their garbage, their toxic poisons and vaccines and drugs. And we bring you to the realities that the power to heal is yours. And those entities are desperately trying to take that power away from you. Maybe they already have, and that's why you're here. Because we're just here to remind you that power was always yours. You just got to decide to take it back. When? That's up to you. We're here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Robert Scott Bell streaming live through our syndicator. GCN, GCNlive.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, and broadcasters all over planet Earth. We're back after this with the Mediterranean Zone and Dr. Barry Sears.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, here's the place in broadcast media where you can't line up for a flu shot. In fact, well, if the doctors that are recommending them want them, they can have them all, right? It doesn't work, but you should get one anyway. Morons. I'm sorry, I've just had it. I've lost patience with the moronic aspects of allopathic medicine, injecting toxic poisons and mercury. I mean, there's plenty of mercury, you know, where do you want to get it from? The fish in the sea now. That's rough as well. We got to clean up our act. We got a lot of work to do here, and someone's going to help us do that. He's the author of The Zone, The Many Zones. In fact, right now his latest book is called The Mediterranean Zone. He's been on before. He's a great guest, smart guy, one of the good guys. Dr. Barry Sears is with us right now. Dr. Sears, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you on board. By the way, I was almost thinking about like doing shots before I got on the air because I knew you were coming on, and I was going to put in the shots, I was going to put olive oil, straight olive oil, raw. I was just going to drink it.
That's a good start, but you might have to drink about 3 gallons to get enough polyphenols to make a difference.
Dang, damn it. You know, I just was going to, I thought it would be in the right direction anyway.
It's in the right direction. The longest journey starts with the first step.
That's right. Well, you know, you're all about efficiency, of course, finding a way, and we love to do that as well. As a homeopath, I get the most out of every drop. The idea, though, with our food choices, you know, getting those essential fats on all levels, over the years, olive oil has you know, come back into vogue. Maybe it never really went out, but I cringe when I see people cooking with olive oil. I really feel like, you know, eating it raw or in some way, finding a supplemental form that can get you the polyphenols you need is the way to go.
Well, and that's one of the key factors in my newest book, The Mediterranean Zone, which goes into great detail of the very complex science of polyphenols. It's complex because they basically go to the hub of what controls our future, which is our immune system, and yet basically how to get enough of them to control that immune system, to keep it in a zone where we can fight off microbial invaders but not have an attack ourselves, is the key to longevity.
Well, you're talking about the microbes attacking our cells or our own immune system, talking about going into autoimmunity, because there's so much of that going on as well.
Well, that's why we're always between a rock and a hard place. We're, mm-hmm. we live in a world under constant microbial attacks. Yet at the same time, if our immune response is too strong, and we basically begin to attack ourselves and develop autoimmune conditions.
Yeah. Now, I've argued for years that due to toxicity and deficiency, the cells of self, if we know, the immune system knows what is self and non-self, the self becomes non-self due to corruption of metabolic functions, but, of course, of a depletion of key minerals and, of course, toxicological burdens of all kinds. And then I might argue that there is an appropriate immune response. It's not pleasant, but I want to heal the tissue. I want to heal the body, and we need the good things, in, including the polyphenols you discuss intensely and with great science in the Mediterranean zone.
Well, and that's the key. It's really like going back to the beginnings of medicine with Hippocrates, when he said, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. It's now only with 2,500 years of experience and new breakthroughs in molecular biology, we understand the wisdom of his words.
Yeah, of course, but our beloved regulators in our government don't like the idea that food can be your medicine. As you know, they've clamped down on freedom of speech every which way but loose. If you sell a product that actually is a food and does something that you know and you can validate scientifically. Now, because you're selling a book, I suppose you can speak like I do on radio. But if you begin to tie it to a named product, suddenly big trouble, mister.
Oh, no question about that. And that's the beauty, basically, of both the radio and books. You're basically able to put forward arguments and appeal to basically the common sense of the individual, saying, what if? What if they're right? And
yeah,
now they have
exactly
the opportunity to basically make a decision of yes or no based on the information they've heard.
Right. Now, with the Zone diet, I hesitate to use the word diets. I know you don't like to use that either, but the Zone books that you've come out with over the years, the transitions through many things, many understandings with your research. This Mediterranean zone, it's not like it's a new fad diet. I mean, this is something that's been going on for a long time.
It has been, but no one's ever defined it. And in many ways, the Mediterranean zone is really the last book of my trilogy talking about anti-inflammatory nutrition. The first book, The Zone, published 20 years ago, talked about how diet affects inflammation. My next book, The Omega-RX Zone, talked about the role of high-dose fish oil in controlling inflammation, and now The Mediterranean Zone is the last book of the trilogy talking about the role of polyphenols to basically control inflammation and also to slow down the aging process.
Well, I think more people should read it than go see the trilogy of The Hobbit, because this will actually benefit your life in a good way and help heal your body and help you to age more gracefully and even more slowly. In fact, there's a news article about that, the Mediterranean diet being linked to slower aging. We'll get into that with Dr. Barry Sears and more. We have links up, including to his new book, The Mediterranean Zone, at robertscottbell.com. We will be discussing more of the hospital kidnappings of children next hour, so stick with us on that. But Dr. Sears is around for another segment. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-922-9064. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-922-9064. That's 1-800-922-9064. Call 1-800-922-9064.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, just a reminder, I'll be signing books, Unlock the Power to Heal, at the SoHo Convention, the National Products Association's Southeast Exposition in Orlando this weekend. And then next week at 8:04 a.m., we'll be broadcasting live in Las Vegas, an event on the 13th Saturday. We'll get you more information. We'll link her up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to my guest right now, continuing with us, Dr. Barry Sears. The Mediterranean Zone is his new book. We have it linked up. You can also go to zonediet.com, but it's linked. Just click it. You'll get there and pick up a copy. I have one. I'm waiting for him to autograph it, though, but I got to find out the time I'm in the same city as you, Dr. Sears.
I look forward to autographing the book for you.
I would appreciate that. No, I appreciate all the work you are doing and the integrity with which you take your, let's say, passion in science and eating and food and diet and all of that. And the Mediterranean zone takes it to a whole other level. There's a Fox News article I just reviewed, and we have it linked in the show notes as well. And it talks about graceful or slowing the aging process via this Mediterranean diet. You want to lay it out for the lay audience, how this is impacting what they call telomeres, telomere length, how this diet is impacting that.
Well, one of the great benefits people have always attributed to the Mediterranean diet is greater longevity. But why? Well, one of the reasons are things are called telomeres. These are like little caps at the end of your DNA. And each time the DNA turns over, the cap gets shorter and shorter and shorter. And eventually, the DNA stops turning over and the cell dies. It turns out that in the study, I believe from Harvard Medical School, they demonstrated that people who were more adherent to a Mediterranean diet had longer telomere lengths. Now, this is not the only approach to increasing these telomeres, because it's also been shown that the higher the increase of your omega-3 fatty acids fish oil in your diet, mm-hmm. that also increases the length of telomeres. So by having lots of polyphenols, the key factor of the Mediterranean diet, with lots of omega-3 fatty acids, you've got a 1-2 surefire prescription for living longer.
Yeah, so the science is in, and it's supportive of this diet. I think also when we go back into the Mediterranean, let's say the simpler diets, the people there, they're probably not eating a lot of GMOs, as many refined carbohydrates, for instance, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of the things that modern man has created, particularly in the 20th century, to the detriment of our telomeres, to the detriment of our enzymes, our hormones, the things that will keep us alive and youthful.
Well, there's no question about that, and that's why that, you know, when people talk about organic foods, it's not that the herbicides and pesticides are that bad in their own right. They have enough problems. But what they do, they make the plants weak. When you go to Italy and you see Italian wild strawberries, they're very small and very bitter. When you go to the American market and you find strawberries, they're incredibly gigantic and very sweet. Something's happened. And by having herbicides and pesticides, the plant doesn't have to work as hard to make these polyphenols. So it takes the path of least resistance. It makes more sugar. And that's why the polyphenols are so important to us. That's how plants fight off invaders. And much of our immune system is identical to those in plants. So it's good for plants. It's also good for us to maintain the 100 trillion bacteria in our gut in a fairly orderly pattern, because that's our first line of defense for a longer life.
Yeah, indeed. Now, I'm looking through your book right now. Again, you've got the polyphenol concept. But, to what I find as well with so many things that I recommend in terms of minerals, I'm not into synthetic mega mineral vitamin mixes. I like food as our medicine, just like you said and as Hippocrates said. But to get the kind of polyphenol, let's say, quantity, I want you to talk quality as well, to get that kind of quantity, what kind of methods are being utilized so that you're not corrupting them or synthesizing them, so it's really available as it was intended to be available?
Well, the only method, because they're so complex to synthesize, they can't be. So it means you have to eat them. Unfortunately, they're usually found in fairly low concentrations. Here's a good rule of thumb. If you need about 1 gram of polyphenols per day to help control inflammation, that's simple enough. It should be. It means you have to eat about 2 pounds of vegetables every day. Well, for most Americans, that sounds like mission impossible. Well, what about drinking red wine? No problem. You need to drink only 11 glasses of red wine every day to get that 1 gram of polyphenols. People say, well, I don't like red wine. I like white wine. No problem. Drink 110 glasses of white wine every day. So you can see getting polyphenols is a fairly difficult process. Yet they are one of the key factors we're now discovering that will control our levels of inflammation and therefore control the quality of our life. So again, that we see that these polyphenols, which were ignored for much of the 20th century, are now becoming more and more central players in the future of medicine.
So we have to concentrate them from food sources then, in other words, because it's not easy, as you say, to synthesize, thank God, because they'd ruin it if they did it. But the question is how to concentrate, from what foods do you concentrate, and can you do so in such a way that does not imbalance them, you know, with other components?
The answer is yes, you can, and these are called polyphenol extracts. The trouble with polyphenols, they're incredibly bitter. So the more you concentrate them, the worse they taste. And so there are very few polyphenols that actually have good taste characteristics. the one we've worked with over the years from the Patagonian region in Chile, is one that is easily concentrated to very high levels, but it has probably the mildest taste characteristics of all polyphenols. So as you get these different polyphenols that can be concentrated, reaching that goal of 1 gram of polyphenols per day becomes easier and easier, unless you want to have the 12 glasses of red wine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing a good radio show if I was doing that, I promise you.
But that's why one of the earlier things, like, olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. It's a great source of polyphenols, but to get the 1 gram per day, you need to drink 3 gallons of extra virgin olive oil on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm just not willing to do that.
And that's why the Mediterranean diet is oftentimes hard for people to adhere to, because you have to be thinking about getting as many colorful fruits and vegetables in your diet at every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you live longer, you live better.
Well, in your book, you talk about, again, the epigenetics of this, of the diet, the impact on gene expression. I don't know if that goes hand in hand with the telomere length or not. You can describe that in detail. But the idea, of course, is that what we do, what we eat, does indeed matter. You are what you eat, that old concept. It's not just the saying from great-grandma and grandma. This is a real phenomenon. We're now beginning to understand it more and more in terms of how it interacts with our genetic integrity or lack thereof prior to doing this kind of diet that might bring that integrity back.
Well, exactly, and that's why the most fascinating part of nutrition has been the understanding of epigenetics, how our diet cannot change our genetic code, but can change the expression of our code. And diet has the ability to turn on and turn off genes. And that's a very powerful statement. Drugs can't make that statement, but diet can if you use the right nutrients at the right levels. And at those right levels and with the right nutrients, diet becomes the foundation for the future of medicine.
So in the book, Barry, the Mediterranean zone, I mean, I'm going back. I read you way back when you were entering the zone, you know, that beginning phase. And it was so fascinating, the things that were going on all those years ago. How does your understanding of everything that you brought out, has it changed? Has there been any one thing that has surprised you more than anything else of your discoveries leading into this now Mediterranean zone book?
Only really the complexity of our immune system and its role in inflammation. And what's been surprising with the medical research is how much that those basic mechanisms can be turned off by an appropriate diet. So it's a field that basically is constantly changing. It's fascinating at the most of academic aspects, but more importantly, it means for the average person, they can retake control of their genetic future. All they need
They have a lot of power, more so than the doctors with all their drugs, in fact. I wonder at the beginning phase of press, maybe one of the surprises was that you discover how much food can impact this. You know, knowing that you were entering into a zone that changed a lot of people's lives for the better, but to recognize that just how significant it was, perhaps you didn't know going in.
Well, I constantly stand back in awe of really the power of food. And as each year goes by, the science that confirms that awe is just, compounded. So I think I started out this way 40 years ago. I had a glimpse of what the future would hold, and that glimpse has not changed. It has only become stronger as the science has basically supported that.
Mm-hmm. And in the book, by the way, there are a lot of recipes, in fact, and there's charts that you can follow so you can read up on, as far as what you may want to eat, what you may want to avoid, making conscious decisions about the foods that you choose, which is great. I love the practical guidelines that you have in here, and very easy to understand, too. I mean, you're a bit of an egghead. You're a scientist. But yet,
a pointy-head intellectual.
Yes, but you've done a great job of putting it in a way that I think a lot of people have been able to grab a hold of this information and apply it very practically.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much. Polyphenols, longevity. I'm just skimming through the different chapters here. Oh, this is a good one. The why do we get fat? I want to get your take on this, because I've been saying for many years, fat doesn't necessarily make you fat. Of course, if the fat is toxic, if it's a trans fat, those all bets are off. But in terms of the whole fats, unprocessed, unpolluted, that's not really the thing that makes you fat.
Well, it turns out what makes us fat is a very, very complex, and you never hear about it on talk shows or TV programs, but it really starts out in the hypothalamus. That's where our weight problems start with, when the signals that tell us to eat or not eat are being disrupted by inflammation. And that's what's happened in the last 40 years. We're hungrier. It's not because we're weak-willed ninnies. We have disrupted this very complex hormonal communication system in the brain by basically increasing the levels of inflammation in our body. And that basically is our problem. To get back to square one, we've got reduced inflammation, and that means following an anti-inflammatory diet for the rest of your life.
Hmm. Well, this is a good guidebook to help folks to get there, and I appreciate, as I say, all of your work to help folks to do it, and a very practical guidebook, The Mediterranean Zone. If you're so inclined, pick it up. We have it linked up in the show notes. Is that the best place to get it? I mentioned zonediet.com.
Zonediet.com, any major bookstore, Amazon.com. It's there everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing you someday soon, getting the book signed, and keep up with you. Love having you on the show, and your dedication to doing the right thing, Dr. Barry Sears. All right, when we come back, where did those 100 brains go? We covered it yesterday. The case has taken a strange twist that we're going to have to cover. Also, more on the hospital kidnappings of kids, right? Why? Because the parents want a second opinion? Is that grounds to steal children? We'll talk about it next hour as well. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, before we get into the case of the missing brains that were found but not found, actually, we've determined that the brains that were missing are those of CDC and WHO research scientists. That has now been confirmed.
That's where we put them.
They gave them up. And every doctor who says after a news report where the CDC admits that they don't have a flu shot that works, get your flu shot anyway, those doctors, too, their brains were also lost. By the way, a great link we found through our good friend, the author of The Nature of Healing, our naturopathic friend, Roseanne Lindsay. She found an MD did a blog on a shot never worth taking, the flu vaccine. Linked that up. And she's linking a lot of the Cochrane collaboration reference points. And one of our listeners also has a question for me. She says, most doctors in the CDC recommend flu shots for the elderly, children under 5, pregnant women, and anyone with a compromised immune system, cardiac disease, etc. Do you believe a flu vaccine has any benefit for these people? Answer, no. Not at all, no. It's a scare tactic, of course, that they say, oh, those people need it worse. She says her grandmother was an example in her 80s, awful health, severe diabetes. She's a prime example of someone they would target, right? Since there's not much hope for her restoring her body, a dose of flu shot would make sense? No, it would not make sense. Injecting mercury into your 80-year-old grandma? No, not at all. I would not do that. It doesn't sound like you would, too, Miranda. Anyway, on the case of the missing, what do we call them, brains? It turns out that they were not found because they may have never been missing. I mean, what is that? What do you mean? They said that they had found them, but they didn't found them, and it turns out somebody disposed of them back in 2002.
2002.
I'm just hoping it's not in your glad bag.
It was very confusing yesterday because we thought we had an update, and it turns out the update was some numbnut that must have had his brain in one of those jars.
Yeah, here he is. He's just come back from the WHO. Oh, exactly. So the brains may never have been missing. They had been discarded in 2002. So don't worry. The brains are not going to come and get you. They're already gone. And they were accordingly disposed of appropriately, according to this article. And I don't know, that's one of those weird stories, like brains, 100 brains gone missing. No, it was 200. Where are they? They're not
as
here.
If it
was
weird enough that 100 brains were missing, then then it just got weirder after that.
Yeah, so They were disposed of. The story is over. We wash our hands of the missing brains. Was this, wasn't there a Steve Martin movie like that, The Man with Two Brains or The Woman with Two Brains?
Yeah, I think so. Think so.
Yeah, I mean, you just think about those 1950s B-movie sci-fi horror flicks, you know, before they became slasher flicks.
Yeah, before there was Sharknado, yes.
Before there was The Walking Dead. Oh, my
God. Right. Hey, don't diss on The Walking Dead, man. Come on.
I walk by, if it's on the TV, you know, because my wife and my son, they liked watching that. And I've witnessed surgeries from the inside of, you know, surgical ward, you know, buddies with doctors. I can handle that. But that stuff, they're eating. No, I just don't like it.
Yeah, they're all fans of the paleo diet.
Is that what they call it now? The Walking Dead goes paleo. Oh, I had no idea. Oy, oy, oy. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, another way to slow the aging process and enhance the efficacy, if I can call it, of all dietary supplements working in your body is to drink the right kind of water. The water that releases the molecular hydrogen, and that in conjunction with Dr. Newsom's fulvic acid, drnuzum.com. Check that out. Super Earth Energy, Digestive Detox, and Flamma. Stunning how these products are enhancing, again, everything that we already know to be true and accurate and taking it to another level. I'm so excited that we're connecting. I only wish I was going to see Dr. Newsom again at the A4M conference. I don't think he's going to that, but he's totally fun and right on target with that, so we'll get him on again soon. But we've got a lot in the archives. If you've missed the updates on the understanding of what we now have with access to through drnewsom.com, the fulvic acid formulas, just go back in the archives. They're available at GCN or Syndicator at naturalnewsradio.com, of course. Epic Times with Jerry Doyle, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Did I miss anything? I mean, there's so many options. There's no excuse for not catching up.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. No excuse.
No excuses. There's no excuses radio. I want to find an excuse not to wake up early on Monday, but we're not going to do it. We're going to host the Joyce Riley Show, the Power Hour, Monday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's going to be weird, waking up early like that to do a show. Super Don, you might as well not go to sleep.
Yeah, I just say ho. You're right.
We've got more show to do. We got an update on Team Isaiah. Save Isaiah after the break. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.